They're back. The show with the pressure and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Hello and welcome to the show with the pressure and Frosty. This is our November edition of the show. It's our penultimate episode of the year, believe it or not. And what a lovely afternoon it is. It's autumnal, it's crisp, it's clear, the sunlight has been quite bright today, and it's the day after Bonfire Night. It's the 6th of November as time of record. I don't know about you, but what did you think of the fireworks that you saw around your gaff this year round?
I went to an actual display this year. I went to the Alexandra Palace fireworks.
How was it? Was it good?
Too busy, too loud. I didn't see the point of it.
Well, you want the loudness, unless the loudness is from the people being stupid.
The loudness was from like music that was almost in time to the fireworks.
Oh,
so
okay.
Some of those moments I thought, oh, that's pretty good. When they played Moby, I thought, that's not very good. And then I thought, why, this should match up exactly, because it's not just someone lighting it anymore. It must be programmed. They've programmed the whole thing and there's a machine that's lighting all of these things. So why isn't it exact to the music? And if it, you know, why is the music then not better? So I was, you know, I just wasn't in it. Was not in it.
Yeah, no, I get that. It is just, you know, it takes a lot of preparation to get it right. And then you press the button and then it all automates it all off in sync with the music, you know. And that's what you expect from a professional firework display at Ali Pali. How disappointing.
Silly, yeah. So the tube there has just felt overly busy. It was like, oh, God. And then people were just... And then the bus was busy. And then we had to wait. We got a kebab to take away. That
good.
Took ages. And then we got to this pub in Crouch End, and they were serving mulled wine outside.
Lovely.
So that was really nice. We took a little mulled wine there.
Nice.
And then got to the gate. So like, have you got tickets? No. Well, it was 20 quid. What? So he just stood there for a bit. And then he was like, mate. Go on. And then you should let us in.
Really?
Yeah,
so it was free?
Nice. That's quite nice. Yeah, it's free.
Well, you can't complain if it was free. What were you expecting to do?
The spot that I stood on was pretty much the only spot I've ever stood on when I've gone to see the fireworks at Alexandra Palace. There's a bit at the bottom of the hill where there's this fun fair, and I didn't know that would be ticketed as well. I knew that if you wanted to go to the top of the hill, I thought, yeah, okay, I can see him cordoning that bit off. But the bottom, that should just be for Joe Public. And I think they were just letting everyone in because no one was stood by the door where they were saying tickets, please. There was no one else just stood there. We can't have been the only ones without tickets. Not everybody paid £20. Jesus.
Lot, yeah. That's a lot of money.
So then we walked from there to Wood Green and that was just busy. And then we went to the pub for one. That was really busy. Then got the bus home. It was just like too much for something that's just, you know, it's stupid. It's families, kids there. Pushing around, being silly kids screaming. No, and you don't know how many people are there either. If it's at a gig, Ali Pali holds about 10,000 people, so there's the infrastructure to get 10,000 people away in time. Some go left, some go right, some go to the bar, some go to the toilet. Some have already left early. At the fireworks, everyone leaves at the same time and goes everywhere, and who knows how many were there anyway. Many hundreds upon thousands.
I don't know if people really enjoy fireworks. It's such a basic thing. It's like an explosion, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, oh, okay. Oh.
Oh. There's another one.
And they get
There's
a bit
another
bigger.
One.
They get a bit bigger, and then they do a few. Oh, and then they let the token few off that are like the really cool ones. And then there's quite a bit of crap in the middle again, and you're like, I'll just get the good ones back. And then it gets a bit boomy.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of over.
I like the ones that like scream. They go,
they were playing music to the fireworks, which just, you know, the sound of the fireworks is so unique and it's so like, boom, you can feel it and see it and smell it and hear it. When it's got music to the background, it's just like taking away quite a lot of the bang bit.
Yeah, I mean, as a child, I mean, I haven't been to many fireworks displays, just as a child, and they didn't really have music playing. It was just like, you watch the fireworks, the Catherine wheels go on, little Roman candles and then the rockets, you know, it was just more basic. It's a simpler time.
Simpler time. Sort of just backgroundy music that the fireworks would drown out. But no, maybe the tunes were just too loud. So
I mean, I don't mind fireworks in a display in a professional setting. But what I detest, and this doesn't get my goat because I detest it, is home firework displays or home fireworks in their own garden. I absolutely hate it with
Why?
All my being. Because it's selfish. Because, like, not everyone wants to hear fireworks at 10, 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. I don't want to hear that. And also, make it illegal to set off fireworks unless it's fireworks night. I don't want to hear fireworks in October. I don't want to hear fireworks halfway through November. There needs to be a leak. There needs to be more of a law about it, I think. Like, New Year's Eve and Guy Fawkes night, and that's it. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it so much.
Okay, he's in. He's in if it's him, and he's out if it's everybody else. Typical.
Well, who the hell are you?
I think I heard you were dissing me a little bit then. Was that true? Was I hearing a bit of a diss?
Just commenting on your profile image there, which is of the shopping centre in Reading. Just how much of a fan you are of it, what a good place it is.
I do love the Oracle, although, in fact, it's not the Oracle that you're looking at. That is UCLH, University College London Hospital. And the reason why it looks a little bit different is because last week I was in charge of broadcasting live surgery across the planet to world experts in reconstructive urology, and I was in theatre acting as the host of that project, and I was in charge basically of all the bells and whistles, and if it went down, it was on my head, which was not a very pleasant place to be.
But you hosted it, you presented it and said, welcome to the show. Today we're going to give you the ins and outs of how we do this sort of operation. And here is our lead surgeon and my wife, Stacey Frost.
No, it wasn't that way. I was mainly behind the scenes. I was behind the scenes, yeah.
So when you say presented, you actually mean sort of produced it and you did the donkey work. You made tea,
exactly.
You emptied the bins and you just sort of...
I was like the production crew, you know, the crew. I was crew. But Stacey was the head honcho, and she did a little bit of, now we've got this person presenting. And she was doing, she was basically like the director in a TV studio, because she had another MacBook or laptop, and she was in charge of not just the four or five faculty delegates that were in there doing their live presentations in front of a camera, but then there were other people across the world doing their presentations, and there were pre-records, and then she flipped over to the theatre where I was based, and I was in charge of making sure that the camera and the sound video was going across nicely.
Just cuts like to you suddenly. So there's like a surgeon in the States like, hi, I'm multi-award winning. I know how to do this. I've been doing it forever. I've got a load of books and a load of PhDs. Okay, back to you in London. And then accidentally it just switches to you sat there in the corner scratching and eating, like just licking a crisp packet or something.
I mean, it was...
licking a yogurt lid.
It was quite a successful masterclass. It went really, really well. But there were a couple of hairy moments where we lost the signal for whatever reason. And we lost the camera for a little bit. So we've got a Sony Handycam that's connected to the MacBook. And so that's used as the camera. That dropped. And so in order for that to be reestablished, I had to pull out the camera to get out and then put it back in. But when I pulled it out, it goes to the default camera, which is the MacBook camera right in front of me there for about... I don't know, 0.8 of a second, you could see my face going across the whole world. Stacey noticed it, and I'm sure a few other people did, but I managed to put it back. But that was a long 0.8 seconds.
What did you wear? Were you in a surgeon's outfits?
Yes, I was in scrubs. Yeah, I was wearing scrubs. I had to have my mask on, my head thing. And then I had to have, because I didn't have Crocs or whatever they wear, you know, I had to wear these blue coveralls on my trainers. And the really gross thing about that is that there's no room for it to breathe at all. So after about a 4-hour operation, I take them off and they're sopping wet. It's disgusting. It happened last year and they ruined my trainers because they stink now. It's full of fungus, like hot, wet feet. It's disgusting.
Did you not wash your trainers since then?
Yeah, I did. I washed them, and then I bought that the special sole stuff you can get to anti-smell, and it's okay. It's not great, but it's better than what it was, and now I've just doubled it back on again now, so the same trainers.
So you say you did it last year, and you remember this happening last year, and then let's just flip forward to this year. Same again, same thing. You didn't think, oh, let's go and get a pair of 15, 20-pound Crocs? That'll make me invincible for this thing. What happened last year that didn't go well? Well, the camera fell out once or twice. The reception can't be helped. And my feet absolutely stunk at the end. Oh, maybe get some Crocs then. Yeah, that's what I said.
I think I've got so much footwear right now. I just think it's wasteful. It's better for the environment to have stinky feet than to buy yet another pair of footwear that I'll just wear once or twice. You know, you're up for the environment, aren't you? I'm not about fast fashion. I'm slow fashion. What do you think? What would you do? Would you buy a pair of Crocs? I bet you've already got a pair, haven't you?
If I bought some, I think I'd find a use for them back home. You know, the amount of times I sort of go into the garden or put the recycling out and have to take my slippers off and put a pair of sort of trainers on, or I'd make use for them, I think. And then come summertime when you're larking around on the beach and stuff, they seem like a fun pair of shoes. I've like worn my nephews a little bit and they're comfy enough for a bit of plastic rubber shoe. They seem to be okay. And if it meant not wearing those silly blue things, I've got them for my bicycle and they don't really work. So, yeah.
To be fair, I did forget.
Bilbo Baggins.
I'm getting ready to try Yunyang.
Yunyang?
It's Hong Kong style milk tea with coffee.
Oh my God. I've dreamt about this for years.
It's like a coffee flavored milk tea. It looks like a kind of coffee sort of frappuccino type thing. You've had these sort of bubble teas and these milk teas before, have you ever? Have you come across these much?
I think I've had one, but I don't quite get the bubble part of it. You chew it, do you swallow
it? I've had a lot of the bubble tea. I don't really know if I've had the milk drink before, but it's just come across my radar as a new product. And the fact that it's coffee and tea in one, I'm like, okay, this sounds fun.
I was thinking of doing that as a child. I was trying to work out the name. Would you call it toffee or do you call it key? Either would work. Are you going to make it yourself?
No, I'm going to buy it. There's a company I'm going to buy it. We're doing some work with them and I just had to browse their products on the website and I just reread that one a few times. I thought, coffee tea. Because when you do it by accident, if you mix the tea with the coffee spoon, if you're not a coffee drinker, you find that quite strong and a bit like, oh God, you mix the coffee with the tea. But now I'm a coffee drinker, bit of tea in it, that'd kind of be okay, I think.
You have sugar in your tea?
No.
Or are you sweating enough as it is, darling?
Nothing. I mean, I'd have milk, like vegan milk in my tea. My coffee, just nothing. Nothing. Just black in the morning. And then, depending on if I need to go out and there's going to be a lack of access to the toilet, maybe just an espresso a bit later. Does the trick. Don't need the toilet.
Yeah, that catches you out. When I was doing my A-levels, I thought it'd be a really good idea to have loads and loads of coffee before the test. So I'd be like hyped up and buzzed. But it turned out that I just really needed to pee in the middle of the test. And it's the most uncomfortable feeling ever, needing to pee and knowing you can't get out of it.
Well, you're going to love it then, because cinemas are bringing in intermission breaks to help you out with that. So the exceptionally long films, there's not that many, are there? I guess Oppenheimer and this new DiCaprio
the Flower Moon
are pretty long. So yeah, maybe an interval for them. But most films come in at around 2 hours. You can hold it for that, can't you? Can't you? I'm asking you in particular, because you're a guzzler when it gets to the cinema. Any excuse?
A bucket. The last film I went to see that had an interval was Lord of the Rings. One of the Lord of the Rings films in Theatre Ellie in Llanelli in South Wales. And it's very good. I mean, they used to do that quite a lot, didn't they? You buy your ice cream, have a hot dog, have a pee.
I don't remember this in the cinema ever. And for me, I think it would just take you out of the zone. What if you don't need the toilet and you don't need to refill? Like, you're in the zone, you're watching your film, and what's going to happen? It's going to stop. You're going to get your phone out. You'll look at stuff. You'll look at emails. You'll get distracted. When it comes back on, don't know. Can you be back in it as much? I can't.
Martin Scorsese's got a film out that has been produced by Apple called Killers of the Flower Moon, which has a runtime of, I believe, roughly 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, 2 hours, 206 minutes, I think.
Do the math. 60,
3 hours and 26 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And some cinemas have put in an intermission for that, and Apple are suing those cinemas because it said in the small details that it's a full runtime. You should not split it. And Scorsese said it was made to be watched in one piece and it goes against the artistic integrity. Good for them. Yeah. I can't wait to watch. That's going to be on Apple TV Plus. But since then, I've been watching a lot of Scorsese films to get myself into the mood. So I've watched Casino recently. Again, that was very fun. And I'm watching The Irishman as well, which is a Netflix-produced thing. And that was another really long film, 3 hours and 20. And I have been watching it in sections just because life gets in the way sometimes. And I like to dip in and out of it, you know. And it's great. So I'm just loving it at the minute. I'm in a Scorsese fest mood.
So you don't sit down for the duration of the film to watch it. You Gen Z it and you're just watching it in parts.
Oh, let's watch half an hour tonight and then 40 minutes tomorrow and 15 minutes on my lunch break. And then, oh dear, the camera's come out and it's filming my face. It's filming me watching Scorsese when I should be producing this film. Welcome back.
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to watch things now, aren't there? And it's sometimes, you know, change is good. Sometimes you've got to think, well, what do I want from this film? What film am I watching? Is it a film that you know, I need to be 100% involved in? Or is it a film that's just a bit of a whiff-waff, you know? And if it's whiff-waff, then, you know, just let it pass. Let it slide over you.
The wise words of Owen Frost, who you can see in the cinemas in a film that probably doesn't need an intermission coming to the Hackney Empire towards the end of this month. I've seen adverts as billboards. There's an advert across the road from me here for your film Get Out.
Get in now.
Get in. Sorry.
Get in now.
It's that catchy.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. It's weird. I've had quite a few people send me photos or videos of this poster where I'm in the poster, and they've seen it all over London, and it's kind of crazy. I mean, they must have spent a lot of money on promotion for that, more than I got paid probably, you know. But I'm glad it's being out. That's nice. That's good. That's fun. I went to a premiere of a film that I was in about 2 weeks ago, and it's part of the Raindance Film Festival. So I went in and said, hello, my name's Owen Frost, to see, are we doing this? And my name wasn't on the list. And there was no one around me, so the only way to prove that I was the person that was in the film was to go on my phone, get the poster, and then say, I'm that person, can you let me in, please?
Was that me or was that you? I think it was you, mate.
I've been clicking on just a lot of gimmicks. I saw it was just double-sided tape that they were trying to promote on Twitter this morning, and they were just showing all the uses. So they were like sticking down a rug on the floor. Oh, the rug in our kitchen always comes up and it trips me up and it makes me mental. So stick that down. That looks pretty good. And
nice.
A few things that, like, yeah, you stuck it and then it stuck, which is great. And then they stuck like a kind of chest of drawers type thing to the wall just to prove how sticky it was. And then, you know, on the bed, like the valance, the sheet that sort of goes under the sheet, they stuck that to the mattress. It's like, you're going to have to take that off to wash it really soon. So what's the point of that? They just
rip it.
But I did want this tape. It looked really good. I like the idea of just things like that.
That sounds good.
You know, like silly sort of, like, I'm seeing gloves that you can get wet. You can proper tip water on and get them wet. Oh. And they're still glove functioning things. So future stuff, but for 50-year-olds. Black Friday will be coming up in a fictitious land. What would you like on Black Friday?
So something that's heavily discounted, some kind of gadget. I mean, there's nothing I really need anymore.
Fine, an air fryer. That's what I want. I think it's probably a gimmick, but I'm sure for a while that gimmick I could get on board on.
My only issue with it is that it takes up space. Worktop real estate space.
We don't have
exactly.
That. There's no space for that anyway, so something else would have to go. So you don't want nothing for Black Friday?
Well, I probably want the AirPods Pro 2, and I'd get another MacBook. I'd get the M3 MacBook, which came out recently as well.
Too practical, too me-ist. You have been struck off this year's fantasy list, so see you next year. Oh, you haven't got a ticket. Never see you again.
Techno-robots, 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 techno-robots.
Gadget, gadget, gadget. News, news, news. From a show with the pressure and Frosty.
There's a new device called the Dodow Sleep Aid device. If you find it hard to sleep, I know I do sometimes. I know you do as well. You might be struggling to turn your brain off. And there are plenty of mindful methods you can use. You've got your white noise machine sometimes that you use, isn't it? But this one is perhaps the best or simplest way to do it. Simple thing, and all it does is it projects a blue light onto your ceiling at a metronomic pace for 8 to 20 minutes to match your breath. And so you take a breath in when the light expands in your ceiling, and you breathe out when it retracts. And it focuses your attention, and the exercise calms your mind, and you'll be off to sleep in no time. You can buy it off on Amazon for $49.99. It's called the Dodow Sleep Aid Device.
I've been taking CBD recently, which helps my sleep. It just relaxes me a bit in the evening, and I pretty much sleep the whole night through without getting up and going for a waz in the night. I just it makes me have a much more pleasant evening slumber.
How many drops do you have? Because they say 2 drops is a dose. I basically do the whole pipette in one.
I put the whole. You're meant to put it under your tongue.
Yeah.
And then just wait for it to go. Try not to swallow it. Just wait for it to kind of get sucked into your face. What about an Apple flip phone?
That would be good. That would be good. It's going to happen.
Apple have bought the patent to... It's called Apple Flip, iFlip and iFold. They own the patents for both of these devices. So while their phones have always sort of been the same looking thing, they do own patent for Flip It.
Once you have that, you don't need to have a case on your phone, and you can go back to not having cases anymore.
That's the best thing about it. Good idea. Yeah.
There's a new gadget out called the Sound Burger, but it's not something you can eat. You can't eat this burger. It's basically a portable vinyl disc player. So it's a cylindrical flat piece of equipment, and it's got its own needle. You just stick your vinyl into it, and you can hold it. Well, and put your headphones in, you can walk around with your vinyl. And this is called the Sound Burger, costing £199 from audiotechnica.com.
Okay, that's where I'm going to get to after the show then. I need some new headphones myself, so I'm just looking at a few different ones that aren't necessarily Apple just to see. Although you can get AirPods on eBay for really bargain prices. I don't quite know where they've come from, but they look more reasonable than the amount I paid for mine that got nicked the other week.
We'll get you good. 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 We'll get you good.
Okay, it's time for What Gets Your Goat. What gets your goat, Dave?
Whistlers. I don't even know if this person was whistling to the trashy sort of dance pop song in the gym today. If he was listening to it, or if he was just whistling. It was that was getting my goat big time. I was like,
was it a tune?
Not that I heard of. It just sounded like a dance remix thing. Maybe he did know it. Maybe it's an absolute banger. If I play it to you, you'd probably know because you listen to Radio 1. But, I mean, on Radio 4, they'd just play Music Token for a bit of a laugh. So I didn't know myself. But he didn't seem to be whistling along to the song. It was just sort of whistling. And people that just whistle without really... Yeah. It just bugs me a lot.
It's a bit like trying to not have silence, because some people might feel a bit awkward in the silence, because some people hum, they go I'm just gonna get this now, I'm just gonna stretch over here and just grab that bit of paper there.
Are you not a bit of a hummer then? Because you
I'm 100% a hummer.
The move that you just described is completely you. Walk into a room, small talk, awkward central. To get your thing that's behind everyone, so huffs and puffs.
That's 100% me, yes. I don't want to be that person, but I feel so awkward. I need to just... I can't walk in silent, because then they think, what's wrong with him? So I'm just going to come over this way and just grab that thing. Here we go. All right, then. Say there, my... That's me.
Do you make faces behind people when they can't see?
No!
What?
You do. I bet you 100% do.
Yeah, I think I pull grimaces all the time if I think I'm out of eye shot, or I'll just do it to somebody else. Like,
does it feel good?
Yeah, it does. Because I've got things to say and I'm keeping it in, but if I pull a face, then someone else knows what's going on then.
But I mean, there are some good songs with whistling in.
The winds of change. That one, Scorpions.
It's, and we do the thing we like to, and I like the young ones.
Oh, you know that one? Bjorn and John. Yeah, I know that one.
I'll tell you what gets my goat is people who send things but they don't pay the full postage. So you get a card from the Royal Mail, a grey card, so it doesn't look like advertising or anything, and it says, this person was 12 pence below the Royal Mail price, so you've got to pay £1.12 to get it back. Now, that's annoying. But then after that, like, when they don't use the person's proper name, because when you try to get something from the Royal Mail, you've got to show ID of your name and your address. So if someone, like, says Erwin Frog instead of Owen Frost, it makes it difficult to get it back. So that gets my goat.
Sounds like a kid's tried to send you something from school there.
Yeah, it sounds like some person who's got difficulties in some way. I don't know. But yeah,
that's so close. Can't they just let it go?
I know.
Someone in the office matching your description put that one through. They were like, it's 12p over. Well, they'll have to fill out the form. That's the rule is the rule. 12 pence, I don't care. If it's 2 pence, doesn't matter. 1 pence, it's all the same. Fill out the form.
And add an extra pound on top of that.
So would you? Yeah. So when you get to make a decision like that at some stage, would you potentially make a different? You know, would you if you had 12 pence as a margin that you could let somebody off or charge them £1.12? What would you do then if you were in that position? Because I think you've had the sort of role where you've been in that position before.
Yeah, it all depends, I suppose. Like, if it's a company, they should know better. But if it's an individual, and 12p. I would...
12p? Is it worth it for the hassle?
But then
you probably drove there, because that's the kind of guy you are, so that's
Stacey
creating.
Walked there, and she's got... Stacey walked there, and she's got a bad hip, so you made her walk with a bad hip.
Me?
Yeah.
Let everyone know it's me, right?
Oh, sorry.
But then, you know, fossil fuels, emissions, turning on lights, etc. The waste of ink. Someone had to walk to your door and post it. They've wasted their way. They could have posted an actual parcel in the time it took to walk up your massive drive and the gates and everything and get through the intercom and past the moat. 12p, eh?
That's crazy.
That parcel to a postman and I was worried that he'd just nabbed it or something. So
yeah.
Turns
did
out.
Did he weigh it?
Got scales. I don't know how much a letter's meant to weigh. It had 2 stamps on, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought I put 2 stamps on. I don't even know how much 1 stamp costs, but I'm sure I put 2 on for a letter. It's a tiny letter.
Oh, well, to be fair, the Royal Mail are terrible at sending letters and parcels because you've got a letter, large letter, package, parcel, thickness, weight. It's really strict. But, you know, this is always the internet, isn't there?
But then, yeah, how much does a new charger cost anyway for an Apple Watch these days? About 50 quid. So £1.12 is probably good for you. I know, that's what I thought.
50 quid?
Keep it, I'll go flat.
The show. 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 The show.
Thank you very much, dear listener, for joining us again for our waffle. We will be seeing you in December. If you want to get involved in any part of the show, what gets you going, any gadget news, if Dave has annoyed you, then it's pressureandfrosty@gmail.com or we're on X at @pressure_frosty.
All right, hold yourselves down, listener. We will see you pretty much this time on the Apple flip side next month.
Bye-bye.
It's time to say goodbye.
My favorite.
But there's no need to cry.
Yeah.
We'll be back again sometime. The show with the Pressure and Frosty.